What an unusual set of celebrations we have so close together, celebrating this last Sunday of Advent on Christmas Eve. I don't remember celebrating it before as a priest, although I'm sure we did a number of years back. But unique. So unique, in fact, that if you'll allow me, I felt that I should put it in verse. 'Twas the Sunday before Christmas at COLG, when confusion arose about what feast there would be. Red banners were hung from the pillars with care, but an Advent wreath remained with four candles over there. The children were quizzing their parents at length about back-to-back masses that would require such strength. When mother, exhausted, and father himself said, "You just be quiet. There's an elf on the shelf." When up from the ambo there arose such a story about a gospel with a woman who would bear the King of Glory. And she wasn't ready for Christmas Day yet, because a child from a virgin one would never expect. From the moment of her conception, she was without sin. But for what purpose, we ask? As did she, until then, when what to her wondering eyes should appear but an angel with a message meant just for her to hear. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Is that the Hail Mary? Well, eventually, true, but with words of assurance and little more than a nod, she knew it was because she found favor with God. On Joseph, on Mary, there's a trip to be fixin'. On to the south, don your hat and be blitzin'. With haste to the town of Elizabeth, Ein Karim's the name. In Lent, I tried to give away a rosary from there. Signed a page of Rediscover Jesus, but it never was claimed. Well, the continuation of this story need not be told, for the lesson is that preparation should never grow old. If Mary hadn't waited or traveled miles and miles, would she as much appreciated her new baby's smiles? Today we expect things without having to wait. When would you like your order? Well, now would be great. Fast food, instant messages, overnight returns. Waiting for anything is not a lesson one learns. And in this fast-moving culture, the church is not immune. When do we want something? Well, soon, and very soon. 2 classes for baptism, 5 months for our wedding, a year for confirmation? What more will I be getting? Even with the Lord, we want answers to our prayers. Not in the Lord's time, but in the time we have to spare. Communion without fasting, forgiveness without confession, instant gratification is our newest obsession. But for everything we gain without work or without pause, we lose something valuable about what it is or what it was. Which brings us back to Advent and the four Sundays it contains. Even if the last one has Christmas holding back the reins. Well, you needn't wait much longer, a few hours, truth be told, before Christmas will be upon us and this story will be old. But the lesson about waiting is for the entire year. If God says, "Not yet," there's something for you to hear. For if Christmas arrived early, if we didn't have to wait the coming of our Savior, would we really appreciate? So with Mary as our model and her Son in our sight, a Christmas that we wait for is for all a good night.